Alright, what's up everybody? I'm not even talking to anyone, but still, I'm gonna do this anyway. So yeah, basically what this is, I want to start a podcast, and I want to talk about my life and everybody else's life. And I want to learn about myself, and I want to learn about everyone else. Not exactly sure how we're gonna do it, what's gonna come of this. All I know is I need to do it. I need to do it, and I need to publish it. And through practice, I will perfect it. Yeah, this is, I guess, number one. This probably won't even make it live if it does. Holy crap, talk about that. It'd probably be some nostalgic thing I'd throw in there for shock value long after. I've spread enough word. So why am I doing this? Why? Well, it's simple. There's you can feel it. You can feel it walking around and talking to people that something is changing. Nobody can really put their finger on what it is, but I think it's the simple fact of we are evolving. And whereas most things we look at that evolve, all we see is physical changes. We don't really focus much on things that they do. And that's why when those things actually do happen that we notice them, like if it's a change that a pattern of habit that they're doing versus like growing an extra thumb or something physical. If it's a pattern, if it's something that changes mentally with something that we can detect, it's astounding. You know, there's so many every time we find a new creature that's a little bit different than the next, we just, you know, label it a new subspecies or whatever. But that, I feel like this is happening with us, with people. I feel like the veil has been dropped. Like, it's donezo. The powers that kind of created this reality we know in this capitalist society, which for all intents and purposes I truly enjoy, actually. Like, if you're any sort of good at it, like with a little bit of hard work and dedication, you can actually have a lot of fun. But either way, the motives behind creating what is today, I feel like I have been really shitty, for lack of better words. Yeah, so the veil has been dropped. Fake news exposed. You know, you can't... It's almost a guarantee now that if you get all of your daily information that you absorb and use in your day from news agencies and traditional media outlets, odds are your opinion on life is extremely flawed, and not of your own fault, but there's a lot of money that goes into making sure you think a certain way and you act a certain way, so you buy certain products and do certain things. And I think that's all shit. Like, that's all complete shit. And I am not the only one who thinks this, and that's the most important part. That's why I want to do this, is, you know, these podcasts, people are awakening, and people are starting to reconnect with each other. Like, something you just talk... See, here's the thing. People talk about this stuff all day long, but they talk about it to extremely small tribe of people. Like, usually it's just the people you work with or the people you're friends with or at home, maybe Facebook buddies, but usually your network of people isn't more than, like, maybe a dozen guys or gals and people. Anyway, I don't know why I said that. But with podcasts, you're allowed to voice your opinion and connect on a realm like a person-to-person relationship, and you can even do interviews with people. Like, I love Joe Rogan's podcast, because you sit down with people and you break them open. You crack them open and see what's inside, basically. And it's amazing But yeah, your impact when you're talking about these things to your immediate tribe or your immediate network of people that you're physically around is nothing compared to being able to use the power of the internet and the power of just sitting here. I'm just sitting here with my phone in front of my face right now, and with the intent of eventually doing this and publishing it. And anybody in the entire world, as long as they have access to an unmonitored internet connection, can listen to it and share it and have their own opinion and learn something. And yeah. So there are a lot of things I want to cover in this podcast, that being one of them. Things that I'm interested in my life, things that are going on in my life, things I want to do, things I've done. More importantly, things that other people... This is the biggest part about all of it, is you never... No one is truly themselves. All you are is like this huge recipe of everything that's happened to you. And I'm just so goddamn crazy and curious to know, like, what if I soak it all up? What if I really get a well-rounded recipe for a human? And yeah, I just think it'd be really fun, and I think it's important. Like, goddamn, people do not connect nowadays. You know, that's one of the things they say about millennials, is they have no interpersonal connection skills. And, like, they can't just walk up to people and talk to them. They can't make real lasting relationships with people in real life. And that's, like, so be it. If you, I don't know. It's weird. I have such mixed emotions. But I want to talk to everyone else and see what other people think. I want to get millennials on here and talk to them, see what they feel about how they are. I think that's going to be one of the hardest things for me to do, is to actually get one of these, like, social recluses on this and really get them to open up. But I think it'd be fun. Yeah. So in regards to this being the first episode, all I can really do is kind of outline what I want to do and what I want the next future of this to be. So I've told you what it's a little bit about. There's not going to be really any rules. Like, you got to swear. Like, I want it to be as open format as it can be. There's so much PC bullshit going around today that I want you to be you. I do not want you to filter you, because I want the real human experience. I want what goes on in your head, not what you project to the world. No, I take that back. I want them both. I want to see how you think, and I want to see how you act, and I want to see the differences in the two. Because I think that's the most important thing, at least that I've realized in my life. Like, I can think one thing and do another, and then I'd see, like, and, like, there's two different outcomes based on, you know, your mind's not in the place of what your actions are, so... When you align those two, it's pretty amazing the sort of outcomes you get. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So yeah, there's not going to be really any rules. There's going to be no censorship at all. We're going to talk to a lot of people. Anybody who wants to be a part of this, I'm just going to ask them questions. I'm going to do a lot of writing. That's another goal with all this, is to eventually produce a book. And it's just going to be my take on what I've discovered. And one of the things that I think is so important, everybody should write a book. Not for monetary gain, just to let other people know. Like, that's the raw, edited version of what you've created and what you've thought. How amazing is that? And you only got to do it once. Like, once you write it, it's done. You don't have to write it again. Like, it's not like fitness, where to stay healthy and fit and in shape, you got to constantly for the rest of your life do these, you know, really uncomfortable workouts. It's you knuckle down, do it, get it done, and then it's over with. You don't have to do it again unless you want to. So that's pretty cool, and everyone should do that. And I think if this podcast, what I'm going to start, helps people do that, then that's amazing. That's really kind of what I'm going for. So yeah, no censorship, book. What else do I want out of this podcast? Time. How long is it going to be? Well, this being just kind of like numero uno, inception phase number one, you know, they say you got to just do it. Nike said, just do it. And I think there's a lot more to that than people take for granted. So time, I think if I can shoot for 2 hours, that would be great. If I can sit there and chop it up with people for 2 hours, that would be amazing. If I do solo work, it'd probably be considerably less because I start rambling and I get on tangents. I lose my train of thought, and I eventually want to do this live. And that's another goal, is I want to be able to put this up live on YouTube and then stream it, probably edit it that night, shoot it, stream it live on YouTube, edit it the same night, and then put it up on my website and then like iTunes and all that shit the same night. But yeah, you can't do that if it's just you. I mean, I know Bill Burr can, because his brain works like a typhoon of calculated high math. It's insane. My brain does not work like that. If I get on a topic, I can ramble on about it for a good long while, and I can be pretty articulate, but I can't hold a solid 2 hour just blah of cohesive information. It just doesn't happen like that with me. But if I have someone in front of me, like, then it's quid pro quo. Like, you really are splitting the information load in half, and it really gets your brain engaged. So yeah, this one might be considerably less time. It might not be. I don't know. Like I said, I just started. And it kind of brings me back to running. This is another really cool thing. So I started running in the last couple months. And at first it sucked. Like, I was really, really, really bad at it. I could go like maybe around the block and I would just be winded and tired and thought this was horrible. And then I kind of slowly got better. I just didn't really push myself. I just get to that point where I was like, wow, I feel really, really uncomfortable right now. And I would just be like, okay, that means I'm done running. Like, no, that's not how running works. And then once I realized, dude, you just keep running. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, I'm not dead. I'm just the same. I'm just still running. And then, so I started out doing like maybe a quarter mile, like really out of shape. And then just the other day, me and my friend Yaub, we went and I asked him, he said, you want to go running? And I said, yeah. And he's like, well, I usually do 5 miles. And I laughed, like, get the fuck out of here. 5 miles. That's a made up number. I've never traveled that long on foot unless I've been like, I had to. Like, I absolutely had to, and then I regretted it and talked about how shitty it was for days. But no, I went out there and we did it. We ran without stopping the entire 5 miles in 47 minutes, and that was without a doubt probably the most impressive duration of exertion I've ever put on my body. I mean, I've done really, really, really excessive things before, but not for like... That was crazy. A five mile run, like that was by my what I've lived so far. That was pretty crazy. I've worked a lot of construction, and there's sometimes you'd be out there for 10, 11 hours a day, doing the most back-breaking cement work, mixing mud and carrying 60-pound bags of cement up 10 sections of scaffolding all day, and that'll whip your ass in shape quick, boy. Let me tell you, but you can always like stop and catch your breath, like you that's what happens. But that run, there was something about that run. It was like, once you're started, you're not fucking, you cannot quit until it's over. Like, you can't even stop to take a breath. So just get over that, get over the fact that you're gonna be any sort of comfortable over the next hour. And that was weird. I've heard it a million times, but again, it was mental over physical. And then sure as shit, like 3 miles into it, I got what was called a runner's high. and I was just, my mouth was closed, breathing through my nose at like a normal sitting on the couch pace. It was absolutely wild. And I was just looking around, running 3 miles, farther than I'd ever ran in my life. And I knew I still had a ways to go, and I was just fine. And then, of course, that went away at about mile 4.5. And then the last half mile was just straight hell again. And then the last, like, quarter mile, we did a dead sprint, which by that point, I can't even believe I got my legs to move that fast. It just felt like these two big hooks of meat that I was swinging and my feet were just randomly landing in a cohesive spot. Oh, it was great. But anyway, that's what I feel like this podcasting thing is going to be like. I'm going to get started. It's going to kind of chug along at first, but then once I get into it and really get my feet wet, I'm going to fall in love with it. I mean, shit, I've been thinking about it for a long time now, and now I'm finally committing to it. And God, even just sitting here talking to my phone, it feels amazing. And yeah, so I've talked to other people about this too. Another thing, sponsorship and monetization. People are like, oh, how are you going to monetize it? You know, are you going to make money doing this? Blah, blah, blah. Because that's what everybody's doing. And I'm like, you know, that's, if I make money, it's going to be because I'm going to write my book and I'm going to set up like a crowdfunding system. Like where it's just donate a dollar a month, which ain't shit. Like people can do that. A dollar a month ain't nothing to help keep this going, help me buy equipment, you know, pay for rent so I can, whatever, anything. If it helps take a load off, so be it. And this is part of being a community. Like, if we all did this for each other, like, say you had $60 a month, but that $60 was a dollar per person, and that was 60 people you were helping live, and if everybody did that, oh my God, can you even imagine the impact that would have on society? We wouldn't need half of the government systems in place because we would be taking care of each other. And that's the thing. Everybody wants to rely on the rich people to take care of the poor, or the government to take care of the poor. No, the poor can take care of each other. We just have to do it in a different way. So I think that's a really important way I want to do this. I'm not going to get sponsored by a bunch of garbage that I don't believe in. I know Joe Rogan and a lot of other places are sponsored by Onnit. I've never used their product, so I can't do that, but I truly believe in a healthy body, healthy mind. Like, this is something I've just got onto recently, but it is absolutely vital. If you want to think proper and, like, process all of this information that's around you properly, you have to take care of your body, you have to take care of your mind. And I've been eating really healthy. I've been taking supplements, I mean, not crazy supplements either, like multivitamin, B vitamin, some fish oil, some aminos, and then like some calcium and shit. So it's like nothing crazy. I'm not doing creatine. I'm not doing nothing crazy, no steroids, nothing like that. I'm just trying to be as optimal as I can. You know, what I don't get in my daily diet, which I'm trying to alleviate by just changing my diet, I will get in a pill. But yeah, so this podcast hopefully should be amazing. I want to cover a lot of things from health, society, money. Money's going to be a big one. Not only, so what do I mean by talk about money? Just everything around it. You know, I want to have poor people, rich people, everywhere in between on this show, on this, I can't even call it a show, on this creation, on this journey. That way everyone has a firm understanding, and I want to talk about real shit. Like, I have luckily the gift of gab, and I can talk to people and like connect with pretty much anybody. And it's absolutely, not even pretty much, fucking anybody. Like, I can talk to GD anybody, which made the last election really fucking confusing for me, because half the people I cared about wanted one thing, and the other half the people I cared about wanted the other thing, and I'm stuck in the middle. Like, I don't even think I'm gonna vote because I'll piss off 50%, or, you know, it's like, what the fuck? Like, is that really what this is? But yeah, back to what I was saying earlier, we're evolving. So Joe Rogan was talking about this, and holy buckets, yeah, I think we're pretty close to seeing a paradigm shift in how we handle politics and government and who's in charge of the world. It's all going to change pretty soon. And by pretty soon, I mean like maybe within the next 40 years, who knows?
Like, 40 years, it seems like a long time, but that's a fucking fart. Like, that is a fart, even by human society standards. I'm going to take a sip of water. Hold on. Yeah, so shit's changing. I'm changing. 6 months ago, I was maybe 240 pounds overweight. I mean, I've always been strong, but, you know, I was overweight, gutsy, like size 38 waist. And then a bunch of horrible shit happened in my life. And for once, instead of letting my circumstances take control of me, I decided to not bow down to them and instead start changing the way I thought and acted. And today, 6 months later, I mean, it's what is today? September 20th or something like that? I don't know. It's Friday. Now I'm like 190 pounds, looking pretty all right. Just the best, honestly, it's the best I've ever felt. It's the best I've ever looked in my life, because I've just never taken care of myself. And it's just amazing. And, you know, once you take control and actually start giving a shit about you and what goes into you, what you do with it, other things start to happen too. I used to really be a believer in The Secret, and then it got a little too woo-woo-y for me, like a little too cult-like, a little too focusing on the phantasma of the whole ordeal. And I kind of like to boil it down to a little more simple things, like, no, you're making the fucking right decision instead of letting a bad thing happen to you. Okay, perfect example. A girlfriend breaks up with you. And most times, what's happened to me in the past is I'll spend the next, like, week and a half just, like, destroying my life. Like, if I'm not drinking or doing drugs, I'm just being depressed, not eating, blah, blah, blah. So instead of doing that, because I'd done that before several times, instead of doing that, this last time it happened, which was honestly one of the most important times it happened because it was the changing moment. It was the most important because it was the changing moment. Instead of getting all depressed doing all that, I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm going to seize this moment and view life differently. That's all I knew. At that moment, all I knew was I'm going to do this differently. Not the same. And once it took a couple months to really figure out even which end was up. I knew something was changing, and I knew I couldn't keep doing the old ways, and I had to be better. And the first couple months it was really weird because I was like, oh, this is the right way and this is the right way and you got to do this and you got to do this. And it's like, nah, once you actually like start to work your way through it, you realize that there is no right way. It's a combination of everything, and all you can really do is have this positive, non-malicious, guided sort of approach to every decision you make in life. Like, every single thing you do, and it doesn't take long to do this, like, It'll sound like a long, drawn-out process, what I'm about to explain, but this is something you can do instantly in your head. Like, your brain is powerful enough to be able to do this without even really thinking about it. But every single thing that happens to you, you're forced with a decision, one that's... You can make a selfish decision. You can make a sacrificial decision, something that hurts you but helps others, really. Or you can make a spiteful decision, and it's like, you realize, and there's an infinite combinations of decisions. If you take out all the bad ones, it doesn't fucking matter what you do if you take out all the bad ones, because all you're left with is decisions that will be a benefit to either yourself or someone else. And one thing I do know, I don't believe in woo-woo, but one thing I do know is karma is real, for sure. If I do something naughty, it bites me back. So I finally realized, like, maybe I just start doing good things. Why don't I just do good? Keep doing good, 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 good. And
obviously bad things are still going to happen to you, and they do. Like, I hurt myself. You know, people are shitty. Like, you can't control people. Like, bad things are going to happen to you. But oddly enough, the frequency of how often they happen, way less. Like, way, way less. Yeah. So, there again, I tangent a lot. So yeah, welcome to my podcast, everybody. I think that's a pretty good opener for right now. It's getting pretty late. It's a Friday night. I'm working full time right now, you guys. I'm in Minnesota. Like, right now I live in, Minneapolis, basically, working on a TV show as a carpenter. I build TV sets. I'm a carpenter. And I'm moving out to LA, just over by Hollywood, with my girlfriend, who's the most amazing person on the planet. And you guys will learn everything. I'm going to be an open book. I'm going to keep some stuff to myself. I'm not going to tell you guys everything. But I'm going to get you. I'm not going to, you know, obviously, I'm going to give you enough. You will be satisfied with what I have to offer. And yeah, I mean, I'm excited to be able to do this. So, hi, I'm Levi, and this is my podcast.